This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari performs special worship at Muktinath Temple. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba to address the election gatherings in home district Dadildhura today. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accuses Russia of energy terrorism. Now, the news in detail. Devotees are paying obeisance to Lord Vishnu on this day by observing fast and taking holy dips at rivers and ponds across the country since early this morning. Hindus believe that one who fasts on this day and worships Vishnu gets blessing. Hari Bodhini Ekadasi is considered an important festival on this day. Vishnu awakens from his monsoon month slumber. A wedding of holy basil planted in Asad Sukla Ekadasi is organized today. Devotees are crowding up in several Vishnu temples across the country. Thousands of visitors are visiting four Narayan temples in Kathmandu Valley, Changu Narayan of Bhaktapur, Bishankhu Narayan of Lalitpur, Sesh Narayan and Ichangu Narayan of Kathmandu district to worship Lord Vishnu and observe the festival. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has performed special worship at the famous religious site Muktinath Temple this morning. Chief District Officer Netra Prasad Sharma said President Bhandari performed special worship at the temple along with the circumambulation of 108 water spouts in the temple premises. President Bhandari arrived in Mustang district to unveil the statue of Lord Gautam Buddha constructed at temple premises and to lay the foundation stone for the construction of statue of Lord Vishnu. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba is scheduled to address two election gatherings today. He is all set to address the election meet at Navadurga Rural Municipality and Ganyam Dhura. Prime Minister Deoba has been in Dadildhura since yesterday so as to emerge the alliance candidates victorious. As per the program schedule, Prime Minister Deoba will remain in the district up to November 8. During his stay in the district, he will attend total 7 election-focused gatherings in Dadildhura. Prime Minister Deoba is also scheduled to meet the leaders and cadres of the coalition and his own party, Nepali Congress, during the campaign. Along with the Prime Minister Deoba, Nepali Congress Central Member and his spouse, Dr. Arju Deoba, Central Member Nayan Singh Mahar, CPN Maoist Center Candidate for Dadildhura Province A, Khagaraj Bhatta, Province B Candidate and Sudur Pashim Province's Minister for Social Development, Govindaraj Bohara and other leaders of ruling coalition partners are scheduled to address the election mass gatherings. A total lunar eclipse is taking place on coming November 8, Tuesday, the full moon day in the month of Kartik. According to Nepal Calendar Determination Committee, the eclipse will occur since moonrise at 5:11 p.m. It will be visible following the sunset at 5:11 p.m. According to Committee Executive Director Surya Prasad Dhungel, the eclipse will end at 6:34 p.m. and it will be visible from Nepal for 1 hour 23 minutes. According to religious belief, normal people except the children, aged and sick should restrain themselves from food since 8:11 a.m., 9 hours before the eclipse to avoid the eclipse's possible harm. And the practice of meditation and religious worship are considered to be beneficial during the eclipse. Prior to this, the solar eclipse occurred on October 25th. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused the Kremlin of resorting to energy terrorism as Russian troops make few gains on the battlefield. Mr. Zelensky said 4.5 million people were without power following Russian attacks on its energy network. In recent weeks, Russia has carried out large-scale missile and drone attacks on Ukrainian power facilities. The strikes come as officials say Russian troops are likely to withdraw from the southern city of Kherson. After suffering a series of painful defeats on the battlefield, Russia has stepped up attacks in recent weeks on electricity infrastructure in cities away from the front lines. Russia's Ministry of Defense has confirmed it is targeting Ukrainian energy infrastructure. Mr. Zelensky's key accusation comes as reports emerge stating that Russian troops are leaving the occupied city of Kherson, signaling a major retreat for Russian army. A gun attack on Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan, which supporters say was an attempted assassination, has drawn international condemnation. Mr. Khan, aged 70, is recovering in hospital after being shot in the leg on yesterday at a protest march in Wazirabad, in northeast of the country. His camp said he was in a stable condition and could potentially leave the hospital in the coming days. One person was killed and at least 10 injured when his convoy faced gunfire. Pakistan's leaders have condemned the attack on their opponent, with President Arif Alvi calling it a heinous assassination attempt and Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif ordering an immediate investigation. The cricket star turned politician remains popular among voters but was ousted in April in a parliamentary vote. Pakistan has a record of political violence, with former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto assassinated in 2007. The country is also reeling from an ongoing economic crisis and devastating floods. Former US President Donald Trump has dropped one of his strongest hint yet that he may run for the White House again. He told a crowd in Sioux City, Iowa, that he will very, very probably do it again in 2024. Mr. Trump was speaking at the first of four rallies in 5 days as he campaigns for Republican candidates in next week's midterm elections. U.S. President Joe Biden is also traveling across the country to get out the vote. Neither Mr. Biden nor Mr. Trump is on the ballot next Tuesday, when American voters will decide the balance in power in the U.S. Congress and key state governorship. But the midterms will set the U.S. political landscape ahead of the presidential election in 2 years' time. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Sudhir Pashchim province along with the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly region of the country. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly and mountainous regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the province. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 10.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 24.8 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Bidya Devi Bhandari performs special worship at Muktinath Temple. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba to address two election gatherings in home district Tadeldhura today. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accuses Russia of energy terrorism. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.